Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Happy September 30th, Redoubters, Patriots, Preppers, Oath Keepers. What's so special about September 30th? Well, it's Spokane Sustainable Preparedness Expo Day, of course. Wow, what a huge turnout. I think it should appropriately be renamed the American Redoubt Movement Convention. We were supposed to be there for just a couple of hours from about 10 to noon so I could get back and produce tonight's show. But there was no way that was going to happen. I have no idea how many listeners and Amron operators, redoubters that I met. Every time I turned around or every time I'd be talking to someone, someone else would walk up to introduce themselves. But what an amazing group of patriots. I heard so many testimonials and personal stories from so many of you who just moved to the area or are in the middle of your moves or are already here and are connecting. And it was just so good to meet so many of you. It was such a humbling experience. It was just amazing. And speaking of connecting, we made up some flyers and of course, you know, as Murphy's Law would have it, my print cartridge went out. So I had about 25 flyers. We took them down there and we dropped them off at Enola Gay's booth for the Paratus Familia booth. But I asked Mrs. Schmidt to look over the flyers. Now, Chloe, who's located in the American Redoubt, has done an amazing amount of work on the roster, on the member map, and she is the one who made up the flyer. So I had those, I printed those out. I had Mrs. Schmidt looking over it, and, there's a word that jumped off the page at her, and that is connecting. The word connecting was in there. Learn how to connect. Now, you can join the American Redoubt Network, and you can be on the roster. And some folks are connecting by contacting us saying, hey, I notice there's another redoubter, you know, 5 miles away or in the next town over. Can you put me in contact with them? And then we do that. We take that person's contact information. We pass that along to the person they're trying to get connected with and then give them the option if they feel comfortable with this. And then they will contact the initiator. And we've had a lot of redoubters connect with each other that way. But that's a pretty slow process. We need to start working on a way to connect redoubters, to start building that network where people can shake hands, look each other eye to eye, face to face, and talk to each other. And that's starting to happen, actually. Some of the people that were there, Ranger Rick, who's many of you are on his email list now, he's sending out a lot of prepper information. Ranger Rick has done a lot of work in the Spokane, Eastern Washington, Northern Idaho area of connecting people. He's putting on classes for preparedness and a lot of Patriot type of classes as well, mostly focused on prepping, preparing for some type of eventuality where power goes out, where we need to be self-sufficient, hyperinflation, high food prices, those kind of things. Really focusing on that. But the people that are joining his, being involved in his classes and stuff, are like-minded patriots. They're God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. They're redoubters. And so these people are starting to get connected. John Mackey from Oath Keepers was there today, talking to different people. He's a great guy. Man, he's a mover and a shaker. And he's put together several Constitution, heritage-related type of courses that they put on through Oath Keepers, really reaching out to our veterans and our currently serving law enforcement and military personnel, reminding them of their oath, keeping these like-minded patriots connected. There were so many people. Jay Pounder, the author of The Red Pill, we interviewed a couple weeks ago. The same weekend, actually, that we interviewed Ranger Rick. He was there. My mom and dad were there. There's just so many. I couldn't even name them all. Lots of people there. And of course, Enola Gay and the entire Paratus Familia was there. Now, I don't want to go over it too much because I really want to do a review of it next week. This week, of course, because I got running so far behind and don't have enough time to get everything put together in a really presentable fashion. What I'm going to do is do that next week. And I also want to talk about Pastor John Weaver. Some of the things that he spoke about. I was able to attend one of his speaking engagements up in North Spokane and made the trip over to do that. And he had such a powerful message that was delivered in such an articulate way that laid it all out. Why we're in trouble, what the solution is, what's going to happen if we don't choose the solution. And we were not able to get an interview because he had to leave. He had a very busy schedule. The times that I had available, he wasn't available, and vice versa. So we're going to see what we can do about putting together a phone interview with him sometime during the week so he can recap some of the things that he talked about. And those of you that were able to attend any of those speaking engagements, very powerful stuff that we should all be paying attention to. And I really want to line up those resources for you to be able to go to and hear the message in case you were not able to hear this week, or if you were and you couldn't take notes fast enough, because this guy flies. I mean, if you're taking notes, your pen was smoking. So I want to be able to recapture that for you because it's so important. Back to the Spokane Preparedness Show that took place today. Here's a God thing. This was such a neat thing. Within probably 20 minutes of getting there, I had a redoubter, a longtime listener, walk up to me. I met before, so they recognized me, and they walked up, and then we started talking. He hands me $50, and he says, somebody gave this to me. They wanted me to give this to either a church or a ministry or some type of whatever it is that we want to support financially. He wanted us to have this for that purpose. He said, so I thought of you. We decided we want to give this to you. And of course, I was very thankful. Was not expecting that. Didn't have anything planned for it. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it. I'll pray about it. We'll think about it. Probably 30 minutes later, Enola Gay lets me know we are completely out of flyers and don't know what to do. Because so many people are asking, how do we find out about Radio Free Readout? What is it? Do you have any literature? Can I please take some with me? Please explain it to me. And she's desperately trying to track me down to get some more flyers. And of course, I had my thumb drive with me with the flyer on it. And just a block away was a Kinko's. I made out another, or I put in an order for another 200 flyers. And the total was $51. The exact, almost to the dollar, the exact amount that someone handed me just less than an hour before that, 30 minutes before that, saying, use this wherever you need it. So God provided. I mean, I didn't even know that I was going to need it. God knew. So he provided before I even realized there was a need. And so we ran across the street, got 200 more flyers, ran them back to the Paratus Familia blog. And I don't know, by the time I left, they were probably half of them gone. The place was packed. It was amazing. And also, speaking of that, congratulations to the winner of the Kato portable emergency shortwave radio that we gave away. We'll mention that next week. Well, I'll tell you, the winner is from Elk, Washington. Inside the American Redoubt was the 10th person to walk up to the booth and say, I'm a redoubter, and won. So sorry to disappoint all the others that walked up and said, I'm a redoubter and didn't win, but thank you so much for showing up and supporting. That booth, Enola Gay's booth, was slammed. That was the largest sustained group that I saw around any booth the entire show. That was amazing. But anyway, I don't mean to skip around a whole lot, but on that flyer, you know, that Mrs. Schmidt had mentioned connecting. Where's the connecting? We need connecting. These people need to connect. They need to not just move here and say, okay, now where is everybody? Because so many redoubters walked up and said, I have felt so alone until I came across Radio Free Redoubt. Or we felt so alone in Seattle or in St. Louis or wherever they're coming from to come here. And I just want to encourage so many of you. I had the distinct privilege of speaking with Enola Gay's father for quite a while, and we were discussing this. So many people move to the American Redoubt, and then they check out, and they say, okay, close the door. I'm here. I'm good. And then they hunker down. We need everyone to get involved. And we're talking about what's going on in the country and what's happening in the future to forge a new future for a new beginning. I know this was a prepper expo. I really want to drive this home next week. You guys talk about being patriots and loving Americanism and our heritage, our way of life, and preserving that. You put so much emphasis on being preppers. The founding fathers were not preppers. They were patriots. They also had a self-sufficient lifestyle, but they were patriots first. So I want to ask you, where are you putting your emphasis at? In your heart of hearts, are you a prepper or a patriot? Hopefully you're a patriot who's also striving to be self-sufficient and preparing to get yourself through difficult times to sustain yourself. But at the top of that, above it all, you're a patriot. The founding fathers were patriots, not preppers. If you're a prepper without placing emphasis on being a patriot, none of it'll matter. You're just going to get swallowed up in the machine. Eventually, you'll hold out for so long. Anyway, I just wanted to say that. Now, next week, we're going to cover this a little bit more in depth. Today, I didn't have enough time to get it all put together. So what we're going to do is re-air this is very pertinent. The show that I did last fall called Timing and Trepidation. It really addresses the American Redoubt movement. Is the American Redoubt movement ahead of its time? Is this something that we throw out there and people aren't ready for it yet? Well, people are waking up. In fact, people are waking up at such a rapid rate. Many are wondering, did we wait too long? Should we have started this 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago? We're so behind the curve. We have so much catching up to do. Well, hold on. I think if we approach this prayerfully, the timing is just right. And I'm going to explain that in Timing and Trepidation. I think it's really important, especially we have so many new listeners now who haven't gone back and listened to the archive shows, maybe not past the last three or four, and definitely not since in the last year we've covered so much good material. I think that one would be a really good one since we have so many new listeners now, so many of you from the Sustainable Preparedness Expo that were picking up flyers, picking up business cards, learning more about Radio Free Redoubt. You've heard the term, you really weren't sure what it was, and this is your first time checking it out. This might be a really good introduction. Now, before I go any further, and before I turn you over to that, there was something I said last week that I got a couple Redoubters, Patriots, kind of a little riled up, and I wanted to add some clarification. Last week, I talked about the presidential election, this debacle going on right now, Obama or Mitt Romney. And I said, really? I don't care. Now, let me clarify. I do care about my country. I do care about getting proper leadership in place. But I don't care what really either one of these has to say, these two men, because neither one of them, I promise you, neither one of them has the solution or is willing to accept the solution that will save this country. Okay, it's more Band-Aids, different color Band-Aids, but they're both Band-Aids. Well, this came up in the John Weaver open forum question and answer session and afterward. I'll get to that in just a second. I do care, all right? But these aren't our only two choices. I'm really struggling with this because I want to vote my conscience. I don't care what the odds are. I have to do the right thing and vote for the person whose views most closely represent mine. Now, this is the dilemma, the battle that I have going on inside of me. I'm not going to endorse either one of those candidates. I want to urge you to pray about it and vote the way you think is right. But I want you to consider a couple things. Someone said, what do we do with this coming election? We only have two choices. Well, one lady immediately spoke up and interjected. We don't just have two choices. Okay, they're not the only two people on the ballot. Now, there is a huge resurgence of Ron Paul supporters. I love Ron Paul. He's a great man. I struggle with, you know, is he presidential material? I don't know. But I do know this. A lot of people are rising up to write him in. His views are very similar to mine. Definitely closer than the other two that think they're good enough to be president of this country. And a lot of people are pushing for writing Ron Paul in. That's another option. Now, there's another option as well, the Constitution Party. Virgil Good is running as the candidate for the Constitution Party. His views among these four people that I just mentioned are the most in line with my views. Now, one side of me says, I need to vote my conscience. I need to vote for the person whose views reflect mine, a person who supports the Constitution, a God-fearing man, a patriot, and one who has a strong track record. I lean toward Virgil Good. When you use the track record as the litmus test, there are some issues there as well. He was a Democrat, then he was an independent, then he was a Republican, now he's a constitutionalist. And, you know, I would like to see some longevity in where somebody stands. Not to say that people can't change their views or minds or realize, hey, I'm on the wrong side, and then jump to the correct side. But it's really difficult right now. Now, the other side of my dilemma is that I despise and loathe communism and socialism so passionately that I'm willing to just about vote for anyone, including Mickey Mouse, if he has a viable, realistic chance of getting the Marxist out of the Oval Office who is sitting there right now. The person who has gotten our country more in debt than any other president combined. The person who has done more to destroy this country. I don't care what it takes just to rob him of the gloating opportunity to win again. But Pastor John Weaver brought up a really good point. No, this was John Beal who mentioned this. Maybe actually both of them did. I have to go back and look at my notes. But here's the thing. You can't fault a communist for acting like a communist, a Marxist for acting like a Marxist. That's just what they are. See, there's lots more people like Obama out there. President Obama is not the problem. He's the symptom of a much bigger problem. The fact that we have an electorate who accepts and votes for, puts into power a Marxist, that's where the real problem is. Because if you get Obama out of there, there are 1,000 other Marxists lined up to take his place. But what we have is a nation that's accepted a Marxist to be in that position. And now we're at the point where we are so closely divided, right down the middle, almost 50-50. People can't decide. This country can't decide. It's halfway Obama and halfway Romney, depending on what poll you read. But what's alarming is that we have such a high number of people willing to vote for him. And these people willing to vote for a Marxist or to keep a Marxist in place. You see those high concentration numbers in pockets around the country. Demographics. That is in stark contrast to the demographics of the American Redoubt, by and large. That's why people are moving here. Because there's a reckoning coming. And the demographics, the way they fall, are going to make the difference in what type of a nation state you get to be living under. But while America, the United States of America, remains not united but divided, but remains intact, I have a serious problem casting a vote that could potentially re-empower a sitting Marxist. So this is what I got going on inside me. And it's going to take prayer. And I'd like to get your guys' thoughts on this. I love discussing this with you guys offline, running into you guys, talking about this stuff personally. It's something that we're all battling with. But Obama's not the problem. Obama's the symptom of a much bigger problem. But you do have other options. You can write in Ron Paul. You can go Constitution Party. You can vote for the person whose views represent yours. That's voting your conscience. So anyway, you've got choices out there, things to think about. I want to talk about this a little bit more in depth, and I really want to get Pastor John Weaver's take on this too, because one of the main points that he made was that this could be one of the single most decisive elections we could ever be faced with. Well, I never got to hear his thoughts on it. So I know some of you would like to hear those thoughts as well. What does that mean? One of the most decisive elections. What are our choices? What's his perspective? A godly man who's a patriot, who's pretty invested in scripture. Anyway, I just want to throw that stuff out there for food for thought, give you guys something to think about. And I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I just want to take a few minutes at the beginning of this re-airing of Timing and Trepidation to just throw some of my thoughts out there at you. I know some of you are thinking the same thoughts. Some of you have different takes, different solutions. In the end, here's the thing, patriots, we've got to be united. We've got to have a common goal, and that common goal is to preserve Americanism and preserve our heritage and our liberty and our freedoms, and that, and to know that that liberty comes from Christ. Without that, you can't have it, liberty's not going to exist. And we've got to be willing to live under God's law. Thomas Jefferson said, "A nation that refuses to serve God will serve a tyrant." So anyway, I'm going to turn, let's take a quick break, and I'll get Timing and Trepidation all spun up, queued up, and ready to play for you guys. And then we will talk to you next week. So keep the letters of support coming in. Keep your letters, your supportive prayers coming in. That is so critical. And I'm so sorry I had to run off. There were so many of you I wanted to say goodbye to meet, shake your hands, look you in the eye one last time. But I had to go. So anyway, you're in our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers. And just God bless all of you guys. And thank you so much for your hearts and where your hearts are at. It's just amazing. And it is such a privilege to have so many of you all around me. And I know that you all feel the same way. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys next week. God bless. Take care.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Readout.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing? And why do we back down at the critical moment?
All right, welcome back. We are going to get right into it. Trepidation and Timing. When James Rawls first introduced the American Redoubt and coined the phrase, I immediately latched onto it. I saw this concept as a life raft on a sinking ship. I've talked to so many people in various conversations who talk about the direction of our country. These are Christians, many of them. And they say, our nation is headed down the same path as the Roman Empire. One guy said, as Christians in America, as hard as it is to believe, we could be on the run someday, maybe soon. These are reputable people. They talk about a coming economic and societal collapse, and when they say it, they actually sound like they believe it. They talk about our nation disintegrating, fragmenting, collapsing. I hear people say that they feel this compulsion to store up food and other supplies quickly. There's a sense of urgency that's going on. And people who never before considered owning a firearm are now arming themselves with combat-style rifles, handguns and shotguns, and lots of ammunition. Why? More and more of you are absolutely convinced America is headed for troubled times. Most of you feel, down in your spirit, something's wrong in the world. You can sense it. You can feel it. And five years ago, if you would have heard yourself now, you'd have thought you've lost your marbles. And increasingly, people from all walks of life, doctors and lawyers, businessmen, professionals, laborers, blue-collar workers, teachers, preachers, and on, who two or three or 5 years ago were completely oblivious to any kind of preparedness or self-sufficiency kind of lifestyle or the need for it.
they either just never thought of it or they thought that that stuff's too extreme. And that's all changing quickly. And people who've never heard of the American Redoubt are moving to the mountain states for the very same reasons that Redoubters are moving there. It's the same people. One's just not aware and the other one is. They want to try to surround themselves with like-minded people. It's a demographic shift that's already taking place. The American Redoubt movement is meant to formalize that shift that's happening and give direction, vision, and purpose to it. Pat Buchanan recently published a book called Suicide of a Superpower. You've probably heard of it. It just came out real recently. And old Remus posted yet another insightful piece over at the Woodpile Report talking about some of the concepts in the book. Now, I haven't read the book yet, and I intend to, but he was recently interviewed by Janet Mefford, and listen to what he has to say.
I think, Janet, what happens is it will accelerate what I describe in there, which is the disintegration of America along cultural, political, social, and even racial and ethnic lines. People will move away and really move into enclaves of people of their own kind of belief. And I think that's already happening.
He's identified these demographic shifts as already happening. And it is. One in particular is called the American Redoubt. So many of you are saying you believe that that America is about ready to experience a major collapse. But do you really believe what you're saying? I mean, truly? You believe it intellectually, but in your heart of hearts, do you really believe our country is about ready to implode economically, politically, socially? Do you really believe it? I know many of you do, and you're trying to prepare for that. If you do believe our nation could soon collapse, what are you planning for? Most of you are planning for the collapse, for Teotihuacan, the end of the world as we know it. But that's where it ends, for you. That's as far as your mind will allow you to think and plan. And I understand you can only think as far as your means. I mean, it's all you can do to prepare for an economic collapse with a little societal collapse prepping thrown in. And some of you already feel like you're in a panicked game of catch up, so you can't even think about after. But what about after? What happens afterward? There has to be a rebuilding, because if patriots don't, someone else will. Like we pointed out last week, covering the communist socialist-backed Occupy movement, there are people out there planning a new society for America. You'll get assimilated into it if you're not proactive, like the Borg. But only resistance is not futile in this case. The changes are going on in the world. The changes that are going on are satanic. So now, more than ever, we need to be clinging to God. There needs to be a lot of us, and there needs to be a lot of us in a concentrated geographical area. Is that radical? Only if you really don't believe America's days are numbered. And I believe that it's very possible. These people I've told you about, patriots, Christians, people who know history and watch world events unfolding very closely, they're genuinely concerned. But here's two examples that show a major contrast. I have a close friend who's been following world events, and especially what's going on in the U.S., for a long time. He sees it all headed for what he believes is an imminent collapse. Who knows when? I mean, you can't put timelines on it. But there's no mistaking it. All this is designed to self-destruct. The United States, through its economic policies, its declining moral principles, its treasonous global-visioned leaders, is headed for an inevitable collapse. I introduced the American Redoubt concept to him, and you should have seen his face. Whoa, that's it. This is what we need. This is the only way we're going to have a chance. Now, he's talking about the American values, our liberties, and our American heritage. He says, this is long overdue. We should have started doing this years ago. This thing's really going to take off. Now, on a regular basis, he contacts me and gives me feedback and support, and we talk about the American Redoubt, among other things, four-wheel drives and guns and kids and stuff like that. But he's completely on board with it. Now, I have another friend, or should I say I had another friend. Now, this guy is the one who introduced me to Rawls's book, Patriots. He'd been a good friend for many years, and we've just about everything in common. He was all on fire about the coming collapse, and we need to prepare for it. Food, guns, food, guns. And I thought, wow, this guy's pretty radical about this. But he's right, and I could see a potential collapse coming. Well, about 7 or 8 months ago, after reading Rawls's article on the American Redoubt, I was brainstorming on the Radio Free Redoubt project, and I ran the idea by him. I mean, this guy's definitely going to be on board with this. He's a pretty forward-thinking guy. So I talked to him about it, about the American Redoubt and Radio Free Redoubt, and he was really excited. He thought it was a great idea. Then I sent him a link to the Radio Free Redoubt blog, and he said he couldn't wait to take a look at it that night. I called him the next day, like he asked, and he didn't answer. I left a message. He didn't call back. I left two more messages over the next week. I sent him a couple of emails too. Nothing. This is a guy who emailed me pretty often, and we talked on the phone, but nothing. Over the next month, I probably left him 5 voicemails and at least 5 emails. He's never responded. In fact, I saw him at the county fair several weeks ago, and he acted like he didn't see me. It was just too radical. The American Redoubt concept. He couldn't wrap his mind around it, and I guess thought the whole thing was just over the top. That was before the first show ever aired. Now, since then, through the American Redoubt and the Radio Free Redoubt projects, I've developed some wonderful friendships. And I have listeners that they've really become dear to me. I love this calling. I prayed about this whole thing so many times. And I still do. And I really feel the Lord called me to do this. I've asked him several times, if this whole thing is just a waste of time, if this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing, if this whole project's not even relevant, please let me know. If I'm crazy or if I've lost it, please save me, redeem me. But it keeps growing. Slowly, but it keeps growing. I mean, growth doesn't necessarily mean anything. Cults grow. Now, I'm scared to death of doing something that contradicts the doctrine of the Bible. I have to stay true to my convictions, to the Word of God, and to the vision that I believe the Lord gave me. I mean, not a vision like a prophet, but I mean this calling He's put on my heart. With this Radio Free Redoubt project, well, I really need your prayers as listeners. Now, if you don't really believe the United States as an intact nation the way it is today is headed for a collapse, then two things. First, stop saying it. If you don't really think it's going to happen, quit saying that it's going to happen. Secondly, if you haven't been saying it, then how do you really reason through everything happening in the world and in our country and still see America staying the same? Is it because it's so monumental that you just can't bring yourself to believe it? That it can't happen to us? That we're too big and powerful to fail? Then I ask you to just look at what's going on around you in our country and in the world. With everything going on, ask yourself how this is all going to play out. You think that we'll just start working our way out of this slump and slowly return to normal? Nations are crumbling around the world right now. I have to admit, if I had never heard of the American Redoubt or Radio Free Redoubt and someone sent me a link, I probably wouldn't know what to think at first. I'd probably think it was pretty radical, maybe a little crazy at first. Then, it's one of those things when you actually start to think about it, this actually makes sense. Then you think about it some more. Then the way our country's headed, what choice do we have? What is the alternative? First, none of this is going to seem sane if you think America will last forever. But we've talked about this before in previous shows. Every empire has fallen. Every one. There are no exceptions. The only one thing that they all had in common was that they all thought they would be the exception. And there are signs and indicators to watch for. And those indicators can tell a reasonable person that a predictable outcome is about to follow. History doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme. I mean, not every empire is a carbon copy of the others. And the way they fall aren't completely identical. But when they come down, there are common thread indicators to watch for. And once it starts, it happens very quickly, stunning the onlooker to disbelief every time. Everyone has the solution. Get back to the Constitution. Elect moral leaders. Balance the budget. Stop spending more than we're making. Turn back to God as a nation. We know what to do, but we won't do it. Like a fat person that wants to keep eating sugar and fat and lots of it, but they want so badly to be fit and trim. They don't want to stop eating, though. They don't want to exercise, so they take a pill. They try a fad diet. But they'll buy the 5-minute abs DVD and do the program the first couple of days. But that's it. And then they won't exercise and won't stop eating. And then the consequences come. A heart attack, diabetes, or something else happens. And one day they fall before their time. Because even though they knew what the solution was, they wouldn't do it. All those suggestions on how to turn our country around are great. But what if we don't follow those suggestions? What if what we needed to do to save our country should have been done 10 or 15 years ago? And what if we've gone so far that the fall of our empire is now inevitable? One of the main obstacles to the American Redoubt movement and to the mission of Radio Free Redoubt is that God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots refuse to hear the message because they're so focused on saving America. They want to restore the republic to how it was a couple of generations ago. And I applaud them. It's honorable. And it's what patriots should be doing, especially if there's no alternative. But it's like pushing against a bulldozer. It just keeps coming despite your efforts. Remember in the movie The Titanic when the ship's crew shut the iron gates across the stairwells to keep all the peasants, the commoners, from getting up on deck so there'd be enough life rafts for everyone up on deck? It's like someone turning to them and saying, "No, I refuse to believe this ship is going to sink. Don't accept it. Everyone join me. Grab a bucket. Start bailing." You see what's happening in the news. The elites in the upper deck are positioning themselves with their own life rafts. They are bilking billions of dollars and repositioning themselves and their assets. They're content to let you have your little bucket because it keeps you preoccupied. It might be time for you to start thinking about getting on a life raft of like-minded Americans and climb aboard the American Redoubt, or start preparing your own life raft in the form of another redoubt in your part of the country if you absolutely cannot make it to the American Redoubt. Don't believe our nation is headed for a collapse on a lethal scale? Look at the Soviet Union. A lot of people like to say America's headed the way of the Roman Empire. Well, there's truth in that to some degree, but in my estimation, we're actually more like the beginning and the end of the Soviet Union. We're ushering in communism, repackaged, of course, but it's going to lead to our breakup, like when the Soviet Union fragmented into several smaller nation states. Check out the videos and resources I've posted on the highlights and resources page for today's show. I don't have time to break all of them down. Maybe sometime in the future we'll do that. And I don't necessarily agree with every aspect of every one of these people's opinions or analyses, but there are some real telltale signs that we're, like one analyst said, we're on the same trajectory as the Soviet Union just before it collapsed. There are some amazing similarities, but as some analysts pointed out, the effects on America and Americans will be much, much more devastating and pronounced, magnified. And you see that in that in the highlights and resources posting. One of those will take you to a PowerPoint presentation, and it contrasts, it puts the Soviet Union and the United States side by side and shows the similarities and the differences, explains why the effects are going to be so much more magnified in the United States than it was in the Soviet Union. Well, I'm going to wrap things up when we come back and talk about the timing of the American Redoubt. This is John Jacob Schmidt at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing? And why do we...
Don't forget to check out the videos page, found by clicking on the videos tab on the blog. You'll find useful and informative videos about our American heritage, as well as issues of today. Also, if you feel led, please financially support the organizations and ministries that produce the video so they can continue keeping us informed.
Radio Free Redoubt is a strong proponent of disaster preparedness and self-sufficient living. Although we touch on the topic from time to time, we're not a resource which specializes in those areas. However, among the hundreds of resources that are out there, we've come across some that we found to be particularly useful. You'll find some of those in a list of links about halfway down the page on the right at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com. In fact, they are the resources that we use. If you know of a resource that has been exceptionally useful to you and would like to see it added to our list of links, email the links to us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com.
That song is titled War Machine off Jordan Page's latest CD titled Liberty. I love electric guitars. Gets you going, doesn't it? Hey, I like classical stuff too. Actually, I don't really listen to music that much anymore at all. Anyway, I mostly listen to talk radio, 107.9, Moody Radio. I love those guys, Moody Radio Northwest. We got a whole bunch of radio stations that I love to listen to. It's over on the left side, about three quarters of the way down the blog. Things that we recommend. Things really been a blessing to me. Now, we've talked a little about the trepidation that some of you out there might have when it comes to the whole Radio Free Redoubt project and even just the American Redoubt. But really, the more you think about it and the situation we're in as a nation, it really, really starts to make sense. Some people think, well, I'm just not sure this American Redoubt thing would actually work. Well, you might be right, but what's the alternative? Huh? That's a question. The alternative is to do nothing. What's that scripture say? The wise see danger and take refuge, but the fool just keeps going on in his simple little way and suffers for it. That's in Proverbs. I have to look that up again. If you have wisdom, then you know you need to take refuge. If you lack wisdom, then pray and ask God for it, and he'll give it to you. Okay, the other thing is timing. Usually a couple reactions there. One, like my good friend said, this is long overdue. This should have been started 3 to 5 years ago. It might be too late. Well, 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, this message would have fallen on deaf ears. I mean, there were a lot of preppers out there even 5 years ago, but the American Redoubt? Nah. People weren't ready for it then. It would have sputtered along for a little while and then died, except for about maybe 3 or 4 people. There's always those. But reality wasn't sinking in for most people about the danger we're in as a country. I wasn't ready for it. My mind wouldn't have grabbed it. No. Besides, the "we waited too long" group, there's those who still aren't ready for it. In fact, I believe the American Redoubt is ahead of its time in some ways. And Radio Free Redoubt is ahead of its time in a lot of ways. It is radical. I mean that in a good way. I mean, it's pretty extreme. It, even in the whole Patriot movement, even in the Prepper movement, Tea Partiers, when they first see Radio Free Redoubt, they take a step back and go, whoa, what's that? I don't know what to think about that. But what Radio Free Redoubt is the logical conclusion to what patriots in the Patriot movement already see as America's future. They see danger and a threat from socialists, communists, globalists, and God-haters, all who are committed to the destruction of America and Americanism. We're not there yet. We're still standing as a nation, but just like a boxer who's still on his feet, but he keeps taking those punches, blow after blow, then you can see it, can't you? The look on his face, his posture, his hands start to drop, his shoulders start to slump, he starts to stumble, and everyone says, whoop, there he goes, he's going down. Right now is the time to build the momentum and to build the American Redoubt movement. Because just now, in the last year, patriots, or just now, are patriots ready to consider a redoubt concept? Some still aren't ready to accept it. But we have to be in place to start building the infrastructure. We have to start positioning ourselves now. And that's happening. Community leaders are looking at the concept. And I mean true American patriots who love liberty and the Lord. These people are starting to ask themselves, what happens after? What will our country look like after all this plays out? How will we be proactive and start planning? How can we do that now to preserve American values and our heritage when all this collapses? I can't get into names, titles, or positions, but our leaders in the communities are taking a serious look, some of them, at the American Redoubt movement as a viable platform for our survival plan as patriots. Radio Free Redoubt is positioned to advance that movement. We started by putting the CH3 program in place so patriots, preppers, redoubters have a way of contacting other like-minded people in a collapse. Then we put AMRON together, the program for linking radio operators inside and outside the American Redoubt, so we can organize and share information and intelligence, news updates, and for coordination of efforts designed to link communities and key players in the American Redoubt movement. Did we wait too long? Yep. Are we ahead of our time? Yep. Because most patriots aren't ready to accept an American Redoubt concept, or they don't want to concede that things have gone that far, or they're that far gone. Both are correct. We would have been farther along, yes, if we'd started 3 or 5 years ago, but it wasn't the right time. And now, as many, many more are waking up to what's going on, we'll keep seeing an increasing interest and a momentum building in the American Redoubt movement. The timing for the American Redoubt and Radio Free Redoubt is perfect. There has to be an awakening. And that happens at different times for different people. But we're seeing that. It's happening. One thing, though, before we bring the show to a close this evening, one listener said they shared Radio Free Redoubt with a like-minded friend and said they asked their friend, well, what do you think? And the guy said, well, I don't know. It just seems like they're preparing for civil war. Now, what the guy was talking about was James Rawls's American Redoubt article explaining his reasons for not including the Dakotas because of the open plains being really difficult to defend against a military force. Well, Rawls is right, but to set the record straight, we're not talking about trying to foment a civil war. That's the last thing anyone wants. Trust me on that. We just want to have a safe haven and refuge where American patriots can congregate together for mutual aid and support and security in the event of a major collapse. And who knows, in that scenario, who could get their hands on military hardware. Look, here's the thing. If you just listen to one single broadcast on Radio Free Redoubt or just read one or two articles, you're not going to have the American readout concept in its proper context at all. I recommend you go back and listen to the previous broadcasts. That's for all of you, so you have the right context and you fully understand what the American readout is all about. If you've been listening for Radio Free Readout for a while, and you have not gone back and gone back to show one all the way through or downloaded them, you don't have things in their full context. As it's, you're going to be missing lots of key information about the mindset and the mission of the American Readout and Radio Free Readout. If you really believe our country is in danger of a collapse and you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, you can't not support the American Readout movement. If you don't, then you don't fully understand the purpose and intent of the thousands of Readouters across the mountain states and across the country. Readouters who are here or are on their way here or getting ready to hunker down where they're at and preparing to form their own Readouts. I just have to stop right there and say something. This is not a message of despair and doom and gloom. It's a message of hope. We have nothing to do with what's happening in our country to bring it down. We're just telling you what's happening. The guy who gets on the intercom and says the ship is sinking isn't a fearmonger. And he's not making the ship sink because he said it was so. He's pointing out a problem, and then he provides a message of hope when he tells you exactly where to go to board the life raft when he says, there is a way out. There's a place of refuge for you where you can have the best chances of surviving. Is he extreme? Probably. The guy on the intercom probably does sound extreme, especially if you're still not convinced the ship is actually gonna sink. But as you wake up to the fact and the realization hits, the American Readout will be there waiting for you. And we won't mock you for taking so long. I just pray that you can make it in time. You know what despair is? It's being faced with an overwhelming danger with no hope, no refuge, no place to go, and no way out. Caught in the middle of a forest fire on all sides with no lake to jump into. The American Readout is a message of hope. Doom and gloom is having your nation collapse and you have no plan, knowing there's no alternative than to just get swallowed up by the machine. The Jews that were hunted in World War II Europe, who were taken in by their non-Jewish countrymen, that gave them hope. They had refuge. There was a way out. If you were on top of the World Trade Center on 9/11, you were faced with despair. But if you had a parachute, that would give you hope. There is a way out. There's an answer. It doesn't change the fact that you're in a dangerous situation. It gives you a way out, a solution, hope. That's what the American Readout is. Lord willing. And only with his help and his provision. And the mission of Radio Free Readout is to spread the message of hope, to point people to the life raft, to point you to the lake in the middle of the forest fire. I strongly recommend you go back and listen to all of the previous broadcasts. Then all this will make sense. For those of you who are holding back, I want to urge you to join the American Readout Network, so you can let others in your community know you are in their neck of the woods. And if you feel the calling, we want to encourage you to join the American Readout Radio Operators Network. By the way, go and check out our new forum. Those of you who've joined the network, we have listeners posting comments and asking for feedback on different issues. So get over there and join the discussions and contribute when you get the chance. I know a lot of you guys have a ton of knowledge. This whole thing's just starting, but we want to start connecting Readouters. One of the missions of Radio Free Readout is to connect people in the American Readout. This is just one of those ways. All right, after the show tonight, we're going to play the last 25 minutes from Chapter 1 from Ann Coulter's book, Treason. Then right after that, we're going to re-air the show you just heard in case you missed any of it. And don't forget to download all of our previous broadcasts from the Podbean site so you can listen to those on the go and share Radio Free Readout with your like-minded friends and family. I want to give you a scripture to meditate on this week, especially because of the topic that we've been covering tonight, and it's from Job, chapter 5, verses 20 through 21, which says, "In famine he will ransom you from death, and in battle from the stroke of the sword. You will be protected from the lash of the tongue, and need not fear when destruction comes." May the Lord richly bless you this week. Don't forget that the ultimate redoubt is our Lord Christ Jesus. He is the true refuge and safe haven. If you lose sight of that, then all your other plans won't matter. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and you've been listening to the Week 19 1-Niner broadcast on Radio Free Redoubt. Good night.